Psalms chapter 16. We're going to go ahead and read the whole chapter. It's 11 verses long. Psalms chapter 16. We're going to go ahead and start in verse 1. The Bible says, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Heavenly Father God, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you'd speak through me tonight. And Lord, that we'd be able to be benefited by your word. You promised your word would not return void, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'll go ahead and use this red one here. Title of my message tonight. Can y'all hear me all right? Title of my message tonight is, where do I look when I don't like what I see? And we've all been maybe in that sort of position in our life. When we have maybe something that we do not like what we see, it's just a matter of time if you have it. Or just think for a while. Man, I'm sure one will come to mind. But the title of my sermon, "Where Do I Look When I Don't Like What I See," is probably something that is good for all of us. Maybe a question. Maybe an event that has happened, or maybe something that is you are experiencing now in your life and you're not quite sure what to do. You know, we think maybe of our country. Our country in a lot of ways is going through a lot of different things. I think of the war in Iraq and all the men over there fighting for our safety, really. Fighting the war on terror, going after terrorists and that whole lot over there. Think about, where do I look when I think about, we think about our state, one of just a few in the union that has passed same-sex marriages. It bothers me greatly when I think about that. We think about maybe different problems in life, or family problems, or just plain problems. And we come to the conclusion and we wonder, well, where do I look when I don't like what I see? What do I look for help when I don't like what I see? What do I focus on? We think about our country and all these, just a short list of problems that I've listed. Where should we look when we don't like what we see?
We just read in the in Psalms chapter 16. This is a Psalms or a psalm that David wrote, describing the thoughts and the emotions of Jesus Christ as he approached the cross. We think about Jesus Christ. He was simply a he was just as much man as he was God. And he was just as much God as he was man. He's God-man. Yet God and Jesus Christ, as he was approaching the cross, he was a human being also. And I would imagine, because he was a man and he was flesh and blood, that he had maybe many thoughts and emotions going through his mind as he approached that cross. As he knew what was to be done and the tremendous weight of sin that was going to be placed upon him. Perhaps he had dread. I know that a little bit by the way he spoke to Jesus spoke to God in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed and he said, Father, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless not my will, but thine be done. Perhaps there was a little bit of dread in his mind, a little bit of fear to anticipate what was to come. Fear of the pain to come, fear of the abuse. Maybe he was in a little bit of shock that it was going to come. He was fearful of the betrayal of Judas. Fearful of the torture. Fearful of the lies that were going to be said about him. You think about maybe yourself. If you were to place yourself in that situation, that tremendous situation, that tremendous penalty that was in front of you, how would you feel? Yeah, it'd be a nerve-wracking thing ahead of you. And I say all this is, where did he look when he didn't like what he saw? How did he stay focused? How did he stay determined? How did he be able to successfully go to that cross and go through the trials at Pilate's court and go through the mock trial and go through the angry crowds and walk that street to Golgotha carrying that cross and how did he go through that whole process and stay forward? How did he do it? Where did he look when he didn't like what he saw? I'm going to read to you, and don't bother looking on, but I'm going to go quick, and we'll see when Jesus Christ didn't, where did he look when he didn't like what he saw in Psalm, well, go ahead and look, in Psalms chapter 16. Sometimes I learn better when I see. Bible says in verse 5, it says, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen to me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I believe Jesus Christ, when he was looking at that in enormous task in front of him, and maybe he didn't like it, and where did he look when he didn't like what he saw? He looked to his past. Jesus Christ began to look at what was behind him. He had a great heritage, being born of Mary and growing up and experiencing all that and being the Son of God. And he looked to his past, folks, and his past inspires his future. When I think about my own life, when I review how God has taken care of me throughout my life and how he's blessed me and carried me through multiple problems and multiple hardship and multiple heartache, I'm inspired for the future to what God has in store for me. Jesus Christ looked at his past and it inspired his future. When I look at our country's past and I think about all the great events that our country has gone through, I think about just a story about the pilgrims. Very, very apropos in this area in Plymouth, where just a short ways away, historically, they first landed in this country. And they began to build their cities and with hopes for religious freedom and hopes for a new start. And I think about all the events with the Mayflower Compact, and I think about the events, fast forward, and you think about the events with the Boston Tea Party. And that, I think about Paul Revere and his midnight ride. The British are coming, the British are coming. I think about the shot heard around the world. Minutemen as they defy the British Army in Concord, Mass. Think about George Washington and Valley Forge and Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. Think about Abraham Lincoln guiding a nation through civil war. Think about the Great Depression in the 1920s that our country made it through. And I think about Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. Our country made it through. I think about the Battle of the Bulge, December 1944, and Roe versus Wade in 72, and the Gulf War, and the World Trade Centers being destroyed, and the Pentagon being attacked. And I think about, where do we look when we don't like what we see in our lives? We look to our past, and we see how God has taken care of us. We look to our past and our goodly heritage, how God has carried us through multiple problems. And folks, let it inspire your future. Let it inspire your future. I think about the song, "In many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that's brought us safe thus far, folks, and grace will lead us home." Where do I look when I don't like what I see? I look to my past. I look to the goodly heritage of Christianity. I look to the goodly heritage that God has taken care of me thus far, and He's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of me. Secondly, I believe Jesus Christ not only looked within when He, where did He look when He didn't like what He see? He didn't look behind, but He also, secondly, He looked within. If you look in verse 7, we see, it says, "I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons." Jesus Christ looked within and He knew He could do it. He knew before the foundations of the earth were laid, He knew that He was going to someday go to a cross and pay for yours and my sins. Yet He willingly chose to do it. Jesus Christ knew within Himself that He could do it. That He could do it. I think about even myself. Maybe when I face a problem that I don't like what I see, where do I look? I look within. And I look at growing up in a church and seeing God take care of others with problems. I look at maybe my training in Bible college. I look at the speaking of the Holy Spirit to me. And folks, I have a deep resolve in me that says, I can do it. I can do it! So can you. So can you. You look within you and you ask the Lord, maybe if you have a problem that you don't like the way it's heading, or you don't like what you see, maybe, or maybe you don't right now, but maybe it's to come. You get to that place and that place, and you look behind you and look and see how the Lord has taken care of you thus far, and you begin to look in and you begin to realize that you have a Savior that loves you and died for you and cares for you, and He paid for all your sins on the cross and guaranteed you a home in heaven, and you look within and you can say, I can do it. I can make it through this problem. I can make it through what I don't like what I see. I think about a story in my life when I was 12 or 13, and I remember it was my birthday, and my dad and I decided to go on a walk. My dad and I, we'd walk in the woods and do explorations and stuff when I was a kid, and I remember we were walking through this new portion of the woods that we'd never been into. And I was supposed to have a birthday party later on that day. And we went out about, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and we were exploring, and we found all this neat stuff. We actually found like this, I think it was like a hunter's cabin out in the middle of the woods. It was like abandoned. It was really neat. We were looking through, picking through all this stuff, but all through the course of that, we ended up getting lost. And I think we started to head back. It was like around, I don't know, 4 o'clock. And we'd never been there before. And we got lost. And we were probably a couple miles in the woods. And it was right around this time of year. And it started to get dark. And we're lost out in the woods. And I was just I was a 12-year-old kid. And I remember being fearful. How are we gonna make it back? We're gonna die out here. We're not gonna make it. But then I remember, I'm not alone. I'm with my dad. We're gonna get out. And folks, you need to realize that you're not alone either. You see a problem, you don't like what you see. You see a heartache that is in your life, you don't like the results of it. You're not alone. You're not alone through it. If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, He's there with you. He's there with you. I look within and I see going to church. I look within and I see teaching a Sunday school class. I look within and I see having a prayer life and a Bible reading. And I look within and I see maybe driving a bus, or I see soul winning. And I see there's still things that I can do for God. Third point, where do I look when I don't like what I see? Look at verse 8. I have set the Lord always before me, because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I believe Jesus, as He was facing that cross, He looked behind Him, He looked within, and He looked to His right. Jesus Christ saw that He was standing. The Lord was standing with him. God was with him. He had not forsaken him. He was standing with him. And folks, our Savior is standing with you. Can you believe it? Believe He's with you. We live in a day and age when we give society and the world gives such little credibility to God. Folks, you realize you got a Savior that's standing with you through those problems. You got a God that's right there with you through them. You look to your right. I think about my Savior as one that keeps me in balance. Yeah, how many of you, when you were kids, you went on those things called seesaws? Maybe you still go on them. I don't know. I think I went on with my wife a couple months ago in the summer. We were playing, and but I, for some reason, I couldn't stay up. I always went down. I don't know why. What's going on? When you think about a teeter-totter or a seesaw, you got one person on one end, they pretty much keep you in balance. And folks, that's what our Savior is there for us. Maybe if you're on a downside in life, He's there to bring you back up. He's there to balance you out. He's there to smooth things out. We just got to realize that He's there. That's one of the reasons why I don't fall off this thing called Christianity. Because I'm worried where I'm going to fall. I'm worried how far my fall is going to be. I'm so glad that while I'm on the teeter-totter of Christianity, my Savior, folks, is always there to balance it out. He's always there to bring me back up again. He's always there to level my life out. And folks, that's a motivation to me. I look to my right and I realize my Savior is right there with me to smooth everything out. Look at verse 10. Where do I look when I don't like what I see? It says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." I look behind me. I look within. I look to my right, folks, and then I look to the future. I believe my Savior, Jesus, as He was standing, or maybe kneeling and praying in that Garden of Gethsemane. And the Bible says when sweat drops of blood were coming down His head and He was praying to God that this cup might pass from Him, and then He said that critical statement, "Nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but thine be done." Jesus Christ, folks, was looking to the future. He was looking to the benefits to all mankind that we would be able to attain from His death, burial, and resurrection on that cross. Perhaps, and I wouldn't doubt it, I think we'll find out in heaven that our Savior was looking maybe to your very life right now. Looking to the day that you would have gotten saved, and looking to the day that you would come to church and maybe get baptized, and the day that you would, the time that you would grow in Christ and yearn after His Word and have a relationship with Him, and a lifetime serving Him, folks. And that's what motivated Him to do what He did on that cross. Where did my Savior look when He didn't like what He saw, folks? He looked to the things to come. And maybe if you have something that you don't like what you see, and maybe if it brings you heartache or trouble, look to what's to come, folks. We all got something in common that's to come, as we all got a home in heaven that's prepared for us. We're all going there someday. We're all going up there. The Bible, Jesus says, "If I go, I go to prepare a place for you." He's preparing a place for us, folks. And I'm so glad that we use the King James Version, and it says that He's preparing a mansion for us. Not preparing a room. Some of the versions say rooms. I don't want some room. I want a mansion up in heaven. Amen? Our Savior is preparing a mansion for us up in heaven, a place that we may be with Him. Folks, we've got just about a short time down here. And then we've got eternity up there. Where do I look when I don't like what I see? I just try to follow the path that Jesus set before me and look to the future. Look to a time of happiness. Look beyond your problem. Look beyond your heartache. Look beyond maybe unhappiness or unsatisfied with situations. Look beyond that. Look to a Christian family. Look to maybe a chance to learn something about the problem once you go through it. To benefit from the problem. But most of all, look to a Savior who's going to meet you and say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." What about you? That humbles me so much that a Savior would say that to me. He would say to me, the sinner that I am, and imagine this, He's paid for my sins, and He knows everything I've done wrong, yet He would willingly say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter therein." That's so awesome to me. That's so amazing to me, the love that my Savior has for me, the care that He has for me. I think of a proud Jesus. Maybe proud parents and a proud God. I look to the future of things to come. And finally, about in verse 11, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." He looked to the future, then he looked above. looked to the future, and then he looked above. I want to read a portion of Scripture to you. I should have marked it. I usually put a paperclip in. Second Thessalonians 1:7 says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of his calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power." Folks, I look above. There's a God in heaven that's looking down on us. There's a God in heaven that's deeply concerned about us. And folks, if I don't die, I hope someday Jesus Christ will come back for us. Someday we'll meet Jesus Christ. If not in heaven, then we'll meet him here. Folks, where do I look when I don't like what I see? Look behind. Where should you look when you don't like what you see? Look how the Lord's taken care of you thus far. Look how he's blessed you and taken care of you. Let that inspire the future to come. You may not understand the problem now and how to get through it, but look in the past, he's taken care of thus far. Look within. Get a Holy Spirit living in you. I guarantee he'll tell you you can get through it. Look to your right. Jesus is right there. He said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." It's right there. Keeps his word. Look beyond. Look at the future. Look at the things that are come. Look at your children growing up. Think of great things to come. Think of the future. That inspired. And then look above. You've got a Savior in heaven. You've got a God in heaven that cares for you and looks down for you. I think about, where do I look when I don't like what I see? I'm reminded of a song. The name of the song is "Oh, That Will Be Glory." You know that song? "Oh, That Will Be Glory." Let me sing it to you. When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me. When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory for me. We may not have perfect satisfaction down here, but you will one day. And it is all worth it. Every problem set in front of you, every trial in your life, every heartache, everything that you look for and you see and you don't like it, it's worth it to go through it. Jesus Christ has taken care of me thus far. Our God has taken care of us thus far. I think He'll continue to. Folks, you may not have, this message may not apply to you right now, but it will sooner or later. And I am the type of guy that believes to be prepared for things to come than to wait for them to hit you in the face and then worry about it then. And so when that problem comes, or when that heartache comes, or when that loved one might die, or when that child may disappoint you, whatever it may be, look to your past. God has carried you through it. Look within. Your Savior, you know He can do it. Look to the future. Look beyond. Look to your right. Your Savior is right there with you. He's not left you. And if all that doesn't do anything for you, look above. And know you've got a home in heaven waiting for you. Oh, what a day that will be. I can't wait. I'm only 26. You know, when the last time you heard about a 26-year-old talk about heaven? But folks, that's how serious I take this, because I realize this is just so short. We're going to have eternity in heaven. Let's make every moment of it count for Christ. Every way we can. And let's not let these problems that we go through, these heartaches, these trials, let's not let them let us fall by the wayside. But maybe let us be strengthened by them. By the motivation our Savior gave to us. Can we go ahead and stand with our head bowed, eyes closed? Dear Heavenly Father God, Lord, we may not have anything bothering us right now. Everything may be great. But chances are, in a room with this group of people, Lord, there are several folks in this room that this probably would help specifically. Lord, help us to decide, Lord, to trust You. With our head bowed and our eyes closed, in just a minute, I'm going to open up the invitation. You say, well, what would I make a decision to this for? Why don't you just decide right now that God's going to take care of you? You decide right now. Say, Lord, I may not have a problem now, but I'm going to trust You right now, and I'm going to decide